What distractions do you have in your life that could be keeping you from being fully aligned with what Father God wants to do in your life? Today, we're going to continue our discussion about uprooting things out of our lives and heart. Stay with me. Hey, friend, welcome to the Shattered into Beautiful podcast. I'm Jeannie Smith. If your heart is hurting, no matter what your circumstances are, there is only one healer. Through biblical content, I will teach you how to experience whole healing and soar into great purpose. So let's get into today's show. Grab your favorite coffee, journal, and Bible. It's time to dig in and unwrap your gift. Hey, dear friend, this is Jeannie. Welcome back to the Shattered into Beautiful podcast. I hope you have had a wonderful week. I have so been looking forward to just being with you today and sharing what the Lord has put on my heart. And we are continuing our discussions about things in our life that need to be uprooted. Because why? The Lord wants to replace that space with something necessary, something good, something that will launch us into thriving, not just surviving. And we may not be aware of what these things are in our life because we've been living in this manner for so long. But these are things that could be very unhealthy for us. These could be things that are taking up space that just simply don't need to be there. And so God is such a good gardener, and we're asking Him by the power of His Holy Spirit to open our eyes, give us revelation to see these things that don't need to be in our heart, in our soul, and to uproot them, go down deep and uproot them and pull them out in the mighty name of Jesus, and to fill us with His Spirit and His power and His destiny that He has for our life, the goodness of God to fill those spaces. So today I want to talk about a word called distraction. And I want to awaken us to things that could be distracting us in our life. I want to uproot distraction and replace it with alignment. So what could the enemy be distracting you with? Now, here's a clue and a tip. It will definitely be something of the world. It will be a counterfeit. Because that's how the enemy works. Everything is a counterfeit. He so wants to be God, but he cannot. And so he is a counterfeit. He will counterfeit everything he can that will try to represent or deceive us. He's the great deceiver. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. This is what the Word of God says about him. So he's going to try to counterfeit anything that he can to deceive us, to throw us off track, to distract us. But God in His power and His mercy and grace is going to give us revelation and open up our eyes and show us proper kingdom alignment. That's what I am believing today for this episode. And I pray that seeds will be planted, that you will not just listen to a 15, 20 minute episode, but that these seeds would grow deep into your mind, into your heart, and you would go back and you would chew on them. And you wouldn't go by what I am saying, but you would go back to the Father God and His Word, and you would allow Him to speak to your life and to show you these things that could be distracting you. Now, we know that the enemy will do everything he can to distract us from God's purpose for our life. And sometimes these things can look good. They can look good. I speak to so many Christians, people even in ministry, about, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And yes, those might be good things, but are those the best of what God has for you? Now, I'm just going to share a personal testimony right now. From where I'm at in this season of life, there has been a lot of great things that I have put my hand to, and those have been assignments from the Lord, but they may not necessarily be my assignments right now. And so the Lord has been putting me in a season of great rest, R-E-S-T. He's been asking me to pull away. Yes, Jeannie, I know that you can do those things. Yes, Jeannie, I know that I have equipped you to do those things even well. Yes, Jeannie, those may be gifts that you have. Yes, Jeannie, you may even enjoy doing those things, and they may bring you joy. But right now, I want to speak to you about obedience. And so I need you, Jeannie, to pull back from some of these things. maybe even pull back from the majority of these things. I will tell you, listen to my voice, and I need you to rest. I need you to rest in me. Right now, I just want to love on you. I want to pour my goodness on you. I want to pour my comfort and my rest on you, because you need to be fully rested and restored for the assignments that I have for you in the days ahead. And so I don't like to sit idle. I am very determined, and I'm very focused, and I'm very driven, and I'm a visionary leader. So God allows me to see things, and then I have a gift by Him to implement them. And so when I see things, it's hard for me not to just grab a hold of it and start to do it, because I like to do. My determination makes me very focused on getting a task completed, especially if it's one of the Lord. I am very fueled by that. So this has been a very trying season for me to sit back and rest and do nothing and allow other people around me to do what I once did that God has now called them to do. And so I have to sit and I have to rest. Not that God has called me to stop overseeing some of those things. No, He hasn't pulled me away. He hasn't said you're not going to be a part of these things anymore. But I need you to take a different seat, Jeannie. I need you to sit back and I need you to rest. I just need you to rest in me and allow me to fuel you and restore you and equip you with the anointing that is needed and necessary for the days ahead. And so, do you think that during a time like that distractions may come? Oh, yes, because the enemy does not want you to get fully rested and restored and equipped for what is ahead. Now, some of you may be listening to this and you're saying, oh, well, that sounds great, Jeannie, but I don't really have a destiny, an assignment. I don't really need to be aligned for anything because I don't really have any purpose. Well, that is a lie from the father of lies. Every child of God has been created for great purpose and significance. The question is, are you aware of it? Number one. The next question would be, number two is, are you being obedient to God? Are you answering the call to your purpose? And are you walking those things out? Are you yielding to the Lord for what He has in store for you? Now, before I go any further, I want to give you a couple clues that you could be distracted right now instead of being in proper alignment. If you are feeling drained or frustrated from your daily events, the daily tasks, the daily things that you find yourself doing, this could be an indication that you are being distracted and you're doing other things instead of what God has purposed you to do, because frustration is there, because the absence of grace is there. The absence of zeal is there. You are feeling drained because the supernatural was not resting upon you. And of course, these things, frustration and feeling drained, is things that the enemy wants us to feel, by the way. He wants us to feel drained. He wants us to feel tired. He wants us to feel weary. And he allows busyness to be a great source of that. Now, if you're walking in your assignment and you're aligned properly with the things of God, then you're going to feel rested. You're going to feel peace. You're going to feel comfort. You're going to feel expectation. You're going to feel fire and fuel and zeal and all of these things that drive you each day, that make you want to leap up out of bed and filled with joy, because you're doing that which the Lord has called you to do in this season of life. Now, if we are going to define distraction, we must know that it is something that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. Oh boy, the number one distraction that the enemy wants for you is to keep you from a relationship with Jesus Christ. He wants your full attention on other things and not on God. And so, He will do everything He can to make you think that the world has something for you, great things to offer you, and that the Spirit of the living God, a relationship with Jesus Christ, is not one of them. He's a liar. He's a counterfeit. He wants to make you think that the world can meet your needs, that you can find self-healing, that you can fix all the problems in your life. He wants to keep you so distracted that you're not even concerned what will happen to you when you take your last breath. You're not even concerned about your destiny and your eternal life and home. He has you seeking comfort from your next drink, from your next pill, from your next relationship, your next counselor, whatever it may be, your next spending spree. Listen, you will not find comfort and healing in those things. Those things lead to destruction, and they will never be satisfying to your heart and soul because they are temporary and they are a counterfeit. Now, Jesus says in his word in John 14, he comes to comfort. Here's what he says. The whole chapter, chapter 1, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Now Thomas began to question him, one of his disciples, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That is John 14, 6, verse 7. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The disciples, Philip, continue to question, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus says to him, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you for such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I will tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will even do greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything, and in my name I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live and you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas began to question, but Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus said, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and he will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Let me read that again. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come, now let us leave. This is a conversation that Jesus just had with the disciples that walked with him and talked with him. In verse 30, John 14, verse 30, Jesus said that when the prince of this world comes, now who he is speaking about there is Satan, the prince of this world. Now, he said he was unable to overpower me. Yes, why? Because he is a counterfeit. He has no power over Jesus Christ. So he was unable to overpower Jesus. He still had the arrogance, though, to try. So Satan's power exists only because God allows him to act, but because Jesus is sinless, Satan has no power over him. So if we obey Jesus, if we align with Jesus closely and with God's purposes, Satan has no power over us. So the key word there is if we align with Jesus, Satan has no power over us, because Satan wants to keep us distracted. So the first thing is that we need to know without a shadow of a doubt that we are born again, that we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and that our eternal home, that our name is written in the book of life. So if there's anyone listening today who has not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, this is the first thing that we need to uproot out of our lives right now. And that is the distraction of this world, the distraction of a false God or false religion, the distraction of anything that is keeping us out of alignment with a relationship of Jesus Christ, with Jesus Christ. Because we read in this passage right here, John 14, 6, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It is a short scripture sentence. It is very powerful. If you didn't know anything else, you need to know that scripture, because there is only one way to the Father. There is only one place to these mansions that we read about, that he's gone to prepare a place for us. There is only one way, and it is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to earth, who died on a cross. His blood was shed that we would be forgiven, that we would have an opportunity to live eternally with God. It was necessary because we are a sinful world and we are a sinful people. And it took a spotless lamb to come and die so that we may be forgiven and have an opportunity to live sinless with Jesus in heaven. And so friends, if you're listening today, I ask that you just please consider in this moment to receive him as your Lord and Savior. There is no time like right now, this very present, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the next 5 minutes even holds. And so just simply pray with me. Father God, forgive me of my sins. And I ask that you come into my life right now, that you would be my Lord and my Savior. I give my life to you and I will follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. It is that simple. We confess our sins. We ask him to come into our heart. And we receive him genuinely, and then we seek to live a life walking in alignment with him. If you prayed that prayer today, I want to encourage you to tell someone. I want to encourage you to get involved with a group of believers that can come alongside of you and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And if you need help with that, if you need to know what next steps are for your life, I encourage you to even reach out to me, and I will be glad to begin to talk those steps out with you. You can message me on my website, jeanniescottsmith.com, or you can reach us on our Facebook page, Smith Evangelistic Ministries. But tell someone, share it. Don't keep your light. This is an exciting thing. The bells of the kingdom are ringing. The angels are rejoicing. If that was you that received him as your Lord and Savior today. Now, for those of us that are already believers, what does uprooting distraction look like for us in walking in alignment with the Lord? I want you to truly get alone with the Lord and evaluate how you're spending your hours and your days and your moments, even your seconds. What are you using your time doing? We only have 24 hours in a day. And what you're doing this season, is it truly in alignment with what God has for you in this season and time? I want you to ask the Lord to show you if there's things that are really keeping you busy and distracted from the doors that God wants to open up for you. Because if we, you know, I was just talking to a friend about this yesterday, and we began to pray over some things, decisions in her life that she needed to make. And the truth of the matter is if we are making small impact, and we could be doing good things, okay? These could be good things, and they can be making an impact. And Satan's okay with you continuing to do that, by the way, because he doesn't want you to come into the revelation of the larger impact that the Lord wants you to make. God wants you to open up a new door of opportunity that he has placed before you and to walk through those doors with an anointing that you are carrying for the days ahead that's going to make greater impact. He's been equipping you all this time while you were doing those other things to prepare you for this moment. But because you don't want to let go of those things, you can't turn the door on that doorknob to walk through that door that God has for you, that new door of opportunity. And there is so much waiting for you behind that door that the Lord wants to use you for in this earth right now. But he can't get you there because you're not willing to let go of the other things. So what might those things be? What do we need to say no to right now? And what do we need to say yes to right now? Oh, Lord God, would you please show us what those things are? Help us uproot this distraction in our life, Lord God, and put us in perfect alignment with your will, Father God. Be passionate about Jesus and his business and the work that he has for you right now in this season and time. And to all the listeners, are you tired of what the world has to offer? You know, the Lord tells us to be set apart. We live in the world, but we are to be set apart. And there's a lot of things going on in this world that are such distraction. There's a lot of things going on in this world that we take part in and participate in, and none of it is in the Word of God. None of it. So we first thing we need to do is be aligned with the Word of God. We need to walk in the righteousness. What does Matthew 6:33 says? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. If it doesn't align with the Word of God, don't do it. Don't participate. Don't align with it. We need to have firm foundations, and the Word of God is just that. Anything else is going to be sinking sand. This is the most important time and season of the year for me. During this season, some call Easter, I call Resurrection, is a time to reflect upon the most beautiful thing, the most sacrificial thing ever done for the sake of all mankind. And it was done with one thing in mind, love. That Jesus would die on that cross and be sacrificed. And then 3 days later, rise again and ascend to heaven to go and prepare a home for us because of the Father's love. We didn't do anything to earn it. We're not worthy of it. It was done simply because of his love. Something very historical. This is the most exciting thing that we could ever know and read about. It's not in the history books. Although those things are important too, especially if it's surrounding our biblical citizenship, everything that we need to live, every piece of wisdom that we need is found in the Word of God. But the greatest story that will ever be told is the one of Jesus Christ. That is what this season is about. Passover. Celebrating Passover. Celebrating his blood. Celebrating the fact that he rose again to life, which means he sent the Comforter for us, like he said in John 14. He also said the Prince of the world would be here, but he said because of our relationship with him, if we've received him as Savior, he has already overcome Satan, which means we have overcome Satan. There is so much promise in that chapter I read to you. Go back and read it again. But this season is not about an Easter bunny. This is about our risen Savior. The Easter Bunny is a counterfeit. We need to remove distraction from our life, and we need to align with a holy God where blessings, abundant blessings, flow. Friends, I love you bunches. I hope you have a wonderful week celebrating resurrection. And I'm just going to end this episode in a prayer. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that you drop the plumb line in our life when it is needed to get us in proper alignment. So we ask by your supernatural power and strength and the move of the Holy Spirit that you would move all throughout us and that you would remove any distraction that the enemy has put in our life, uproot it, that could be keeping us from walking in the true alignment that you have for us. Lord, uproot it and fill us with your truth, your goodness. Fill us with destination of our steps. God, you order our steps. Father, I ask that our mind, our thoughts would be aligned with you. Father God, I pray that the work that you give us, the tasks that we put our hands to, our gifts and talents would be aligned with you, Father God. I pray that the words that come out of our mouth would be aligned with you, Father God. And I pray that our heart, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, Matthew 5:8, that our heart would be aligned with you, Lord God. May everything be aligned with you. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you bunches. Live life abundantly.
If you like Mommy's show, leave a review.
Hey, before you go, if this podcast has blessed you, the number one way you can help me is to leave a review and subscribe to the Shattered Into Beautiful show. Next, hop on over to the Shattered Into Beautiful private Facebook group where you will find a network of friends with daily inspiration. You can reach me at JeannieScottSmith.com. And lastly, please share the episode or review in your social and tag me at Smith Evangelistic Ministries. I cannot wait to meet with you again. Stay tuned for more life-giving podcasts coming your way.